I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1329, Turbulence. The world seems to be becoming more and more unstable. With Ukraine, Israel, the political climate, the stock market, rumors of more pandemics or global health issues, unrest here, unrest there, and everywhere, there's a lot of turbulence in the world. But we know we already have the victory over it all. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves without being panicked, without being always anxious, because we know we have the victory. If you've flown much, you can probably relate to the story by John Pavlovitz. He wrote, "Recently I was flying to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was enjoying the flight as much as you can enjoy a flight when you're certain you will die on an airplane, when I was interrupted by the voice of the captain. And I know it was the captain because he said, folks, captain speaking here, I'm going to ask the flight attendants to suspend our beverage service and ask you to return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts because we're about to hit a little chop. It may get a little choppy." Choppy? I've heard that word before. It's never good news. Choppy is captain speak for, we're about to be shaken like a snow globe in the hands of an angry toddler. Choppy means I'm about to face my mortality once again while wedged between two strangers. Choppy means I'm about to make a lot of promises to God about what I'll do if we land safely, none of which I intend to keep. The captain was telling us matter-of-factly, hold on, prepare yourselves. Turbulence is coming. This should be familiar territory for us. We are, at all times, experiencing the shaking of being human. I bet you can name exactly what and who the turbulence is for you right now. As Jesus readies his students for his physical absence, he says to them and to us, in this world you will have trouble. In other words, hold on. Prepare yourselves. Turbulence is coming. But Jesus reminds us that he has overcome and that we should not be shaken into hopelessness. He, much like the pilot of my plane, is not overwhelmed because he has the threat right-sized. We can do the same. The question isn't whether we will be placed in storms, but rather, how much of the turbulence will we allow to be placed within us? When we find ourselves in these storms or circumstances or troubling thoughts, we can rest in the knowledge that the things that cause our shaking in the eyes of a God who sees and loves and accompanies us are nothing more than a little chop. Podcast family, it's all about perspective. I've been with families who have lost loved ones who didn't know the Lord, and they are despondent. They are wailing. They have no hope. And I've been with other families who have lost loved ones who do know the Lord, and they know the promise of the resurrection. And yes, they grieve, and their grief is real, but they have hope, and that makes all the difference in the world. Here's the great question. How do you respond emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually to the turbulence going on all around you? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we navigate this world filled with challenges and uncertainties, we come before you with hearts full of trust and faith. Help us, Lord, to see the problems and turbulence in this world as nothing more than temporary disturbances on our journey. Just as a pilot guides an aircraft through turbulence, we trust in you, our eternal and unwavering pilot, to lead us through life's trials and tribulations. We know you're in control, and we find comfort in the knowledge that our ultimate destination is safe and sure in Jesus. Grant us the strength and wisdom to face each challenge with grace and resilience, knowing that we are always in your safe hands. Let our faith be a beacon of hope, guiding others through the darkest of storms. May we always remember that with you as our pilot, we can weather any turbulence and land safely in your loving embrace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1330. And in the meantime, I love to fly. But I confess, when the little chop comes, my palms sweat. I grab the armrest a little tighter and I shoot up some arrow prayers to the Lord. And then, I always try to remember to thank Him when the landing comes. Friends, the safe eternal kingdom means you can buckle up. It's going to be okay. But in the meantime, there will be some turbulence.